The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours, from God our Father and from our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, and maybe a little bit this week, James was a little bit noisy during church. And here's what happens when a child is noisy during worship. The parent or grandparent is aware that the child is being noisy during worship. And the parent or grandparent really doesn't want to bother the people around them. And so they shush the child. And when the child decides that he or she would not like to be quiet at that time, then this loop, I think, keeps running in parents and grandparents and friends who bring children to church. This loop of this great 80s song by The Clash, "Should I Stay or Should I Go?" Should I stay or should I go? So should I stay? I really want to hear the sermon. I really don't want to miss communion. I really love the song we're going to sing next. I really need to hear the words of forgiveness. I really need to hear the words of institution when Jesus says this love is for everyone. I really want to raise my kids in the church. I really want them to learn to love the liturgy. I really want them to learn how to behave here, and they're going to learn that by staying here. And so should I stay or should I go is the next part, right? Should I go? I'm really not paying that much attention right now anyway because this child is noisy. I'm not really that focused on what's going on because I'm worried about people around me and I don't want to be disruptive. And maybe this child actually needs my attention right now anyway. And maybe if I just take her out for a minute or two and then she'll calm down and we'll come back in. Or is it his diaper that's bothering him? And if it is, can everybody else smell that too? Sheesh, how are parents supposed to pay any attention at all and be focused for worship with all of this happening? And how are the rest of us supposed to be focused on worship with noise going on? Well, parents and grandparents and whoever brings a child can make the call based on whatever's happening in that particular moment, in that particular hour of that day of that week. And if they choose to stay, then we will celebrate that what we are hearing is the noise of a child whose parent or grandparent has brought him to church. For people were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. So not only does Jesus say, "Let them come," but he says these wiggly little people filled with questions are to be our models for the life of Christ. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. You know how little children receive a kingdom or a community? They are dependent and they are vulnerable. They show up and they participate fully in it, giggling and wiggling and asking questions about why and what. Last week, I experienced the model of living in the kingdom right down there when we were having time with children. I said, sometimes I feel like I'm just one person, and so who cares if I recycle, right? My little part isn't really going to help that much or make that big of a difference in the landfill, so sometimes I just don't feel like doing it. And Jennifer was sitting right there, and she said, do it anyway. And then after worship, she told me how much she loved the broccoli and ranch that we had out on the table for Venice's reception. And I told her we had extra, and would she like to take some home? And she said yes. And she graciously received this extra vegetable tray that we had, and she brought it home, and she shared it with her family. She did not say, oh, no, that's okay, you keep it, I don't want to bother you. I don't need that. I offered her a gift, and she received it, and then she shared it. She just lived out the kingdom call so naturally in front of me that she indeed was my model for Christian life last week. And at my house, during one of our fellowship meals, as we were picking out our favorite hymns, I asked Franklin what hymn he liked. And he immediately began to sing the Kyrie that we sang this morning. And so then I asked him why he liked it, and he said, oh, it makes me feel peaceful. And you know why that song makes Franklin feel peaceful? Because Jackie has brought him here. And sometimes he has been noisy. But even as he has been coloring or playing with Legos or his Doctor Who guys and his TARDIS, which I'm learning a little bit about, he has been learning to love the liturgy. What's your favorite hymn, Frankie? The Kyrie. The one piece of liturgy that still has Greek in it, the hymn that cries to the Lord for mercy for the whole world, for the church, for all who ache. Why is it your favorite hymn, Franklin? Oh, it makes me feel peaceful. Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. So, dear parents and grandparents, when the clash starts singing in your head, should I stay or should I go, please do as you wish. Do what is right for you in that moment, in that time. And if you do go, I hope that you return, and maybe for your sake, I hope you return with a child sleeping on your shoulder. And if you do, we will watch. We will watch that child as a model, present in the kingdom, resting in safety, even though asleep, hearing the songs of the faithful, even though asleep, receiving a cross of blessing at the railing, vulnerable and trusting and receiving the care they need and not rejecting it because they're strong enough without you. Imagine for just a moment that you are a child that your parents have brought to Jesus for a blessing. Just imagine for a minute, you're 5 or 6 years old and your parents have brought you to this rabbi in town for a blessing. And imagine that some other grown-ups standing around told your parents to pick you up and take you away because Jesus is really too important for this blessing of children nonsense. And now imagine that Jesus looks those grown-ups in the face and says, let the children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Now imagine the looks on the faces of those grown-ups that Jesus has just defended you to. And imagine how it feels to have Jesus take you up in his arms and touch you and bless you. Imagine that because you are those children. You are vulnerable and you are filled with questions. Sometimes you are noisy and inappropriate. And you are marked with the cross of Christ forever. And you are swept up into the arms and life of Jesus, and you are blessed. You are. You are. Amen.